like mystery break on the schedule. I don't like when I'm not in the need-to-know loop of what we're going to be talking about here.
Well, that's because you're the focus of it.
Come on.
We're going to beat you about the head and shoulders.
Well-deserved, too, I might add.
Bean is a guy who pays a lot of attention to stuff, and he knows...
Is this thanks for that info, Bean?
No.
It's a new segment.
It's a new segment called Bean's a Know-It-All. And we've been keeping clips of the last, I don't know, couple of weeks or so of when topics come up and then Bean weighs in with some information and you know, okay, this guy knows 100 times as much as I do about this story. And sometimes the stories don't deserve that.
True.
Sometimes,
but if Bean has information, he is incapable of not sharing it.
He is. It has to come out.
Right. He has no choice.
I don't think that's true, but let me hear what you've got first before I attempt to defend myself.
All right. Most of them come out during showbiz.
Oh, what a surprise.
So, So this is the kind of fact that none of us knew, and we're fascinated that Bean knew it and decided to share it with us as Ralph's doing the story.
Angie Harmon, actress from Law & Order.
Oh.
Married to Jason Sehorn. Former New York Giant.
Oh, yeah.
37 years old today.
He proposed to her on The Tonight Show, remember?
I don't, but I take your word for it.
That's the kind of thing. He proposed to her on The Tonight Show. You remember? The Tonight Show. We're like,
Interesting tidbit about the people that we are discussing,
though. Yeah, it's a birthday list. Yeah. It's
What's the downside of having
a birthday.
Well, just, listen.
You're the one who brought up that they were married. I just thought it was an interesting quirk of their relationship that they got engaged on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That's all.
I don't mind that you know that. I'm just fascinated that you hold on to that piece of trivia and, like, that was your yes. After the show, I'm sure you went back and went, yes. I worked in the Tonight Show marriage thing.
No, not at all. I was just trying to contribute something relevant to a conversation that was already going on.
So now we're also talking about the great Billy Mays.
Oh, late great Billy Mays.
He sounds a lot like his dad.
This is we're talking about the son.
Billy Mays Jr.
That's going to take over.
He really does. They did quite a bit with him on that tribute special to Billy Mays.
He
really does. It seems to be really interested in the family business, too.
Yeah. So it's always stuff none of us watched or could imagine watching.
No.
And here's what I like about Bean, though, is that he presents it as if we're all on the same page and we've all seen it.
Yeah.
I like that. Because we're not at all on the same page. Mm-mm. So, you know, Ralph likes to make a big deal out of the DeBarge family.
Love the DeBarges.
Every freaking DeBarge birthday we hear
every
about.
Other day there's a DeBarge birthday.
Yeah, I know. There's
a
lot of DeBarges.
Like 30 people in that band.
So this happened.
Also available in music stores, if there are any left in America. Exposed by Christina DeBarge.
Yes.
Come on.
Hey. They've got to be out of DeBarges.
DeBarge, the next generation, my friends. Christina,
but she's now her father, James, was the one who was at one time married to Janet Jackson.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
How do you know the DeBarge family tree?
None of us have ever heard of Christiana or whatever her name is.
Your father, James.
What? What happened? Well, how do you have that information?
Where did James propose to Janet Jackson? Do you have that? Was that on The Tonight Show, too? Do you know where they got
that was uncoded, actually.
And the fascinating thing about Bean is he doesn't look that up. He's got that right there. Yeah.
And says it as if it is the most common knowledge in the world.
But now, her father, James, was the one who was at one time married to Janet Jackson.
Right.
Okay, help me out here, guys, because I assume that you bring this up because this is some sort of complaint. So this is considered some sort of a problem.
I find it funny. I do. I find it funny.
If we don't laugh, we'll cry.
I thought your whole deal with me is when I talk about stuff that no one cares about or change topics to things that you don't care about.
Right.
In every case that you've presented here today, I add something to a conversation that has already happened.
Okay, so the conversation, the framework is happening.
Right.
What you add is irrelevant.
You're still giving information that no one cares about.
Still,
even in the context of what we're talking about.
We're giving you a head start. We're saying, here's a conversation we're all having. Anything, Bean? And then still you talk about stuff we don't care about. I mean, really, do you think we're interested in Christiane DeBarge's mother's married to what? I mean, what happens there?
Lisa, do you share their disdain for me in this instance?
I kind of do.
Really? Sorry, even you?
Yeah,
too, Lisa?
Me.
Now, here's an example of Bean who has way too many facts at his fingertips and acts surprised when he's right. He knows he's right, but he
absolutely,
acts...
Absolutely,
yeah. I think Ralph's talking about the Beatles.
You know, the Beatles are only the second best-selling act of all time.
Second best?
Second best-selling musical act of all time.
Okay, so now, this is Kevin speaking. I, of course, am trying to think of any band that might top it. Right. Nothing comes to mind.
And the premise of me doing this story in the context of the showbiz news is to break to you the surprising news of who number one on that list would be.
Right. Now, Bean tells us who it is, and then he's really, like, act shocked.
Oh, what? My goodness.
Really?
I'm so lucky with that answer.
How did I know that?
Second. I was going to guess Garth Brooks for some
reason. You'd be correct. Garth Brooks is the highest selling musical act in terms of records of all time.
You know that's true.
I was going to guess Garth. What?
You have stolen the thunder of that story.
I was right? I didn't
realize that that's where you were going on that one, by the way. But I honestly wasn't sure. It's something that kind of stuck in my mind as I thought I heard it somewhere one day. I wasn't 100% sure.
And by the way, he says, I was going to guess Garth Brooks. He just guessed Garth Brooks. He just said it. You weren't going to do it. You weren't thinking about doing it after I gave the answer. You didn't say, you know what? I was going to say that. No, you said, oh, I was going to guess Garth Brooks. You said the answer.
I just found out I have Asperger's syndrome.
Come on. Ralph's doing another story, and Bean gives us some more invaluable input.
Us Weekly says that Lauren is dissing them in this month's Harper Bazaar magazine.
Well, that's where disses happen.
Oh, that's where the biggest feuds in Hollywood crack. That Harper's Bazaar. See that or the Saturday Evening Post, I think.
Harper's Bazaar?
Yeah. She did an interview with that. It's like a chick's fashion magazine.
Yeah, it's been around for 150 years, that magazine.
That's information on Harper's Bazaar.
Well,
how long has Harper's Bazaar been around?
In this conversation, you said Harper's Bazaar as if I've never heard of that or I don't know what that is or something like that. And I just thought it would illuminate the room that it is a respected magazine that has quite a history.
If you thought if you told Kevin it's been around for 150 years, he would go, oh my God, absolutely. Now I do read that magazine every week.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
Here's my question. How do you know that off the top of your head? Harper's Bazaar has been around for 150 years.
If I name a magazine, can you tell me how long it's been around?
Yes,
no.
Good housekeeping.
I can't. Good housekeeping.
I can't.
Go.
Come on.
About 1930. But listen. I don't know. It's not like I have all these things. It's just that Harper's Bazaar, because it's so old, because it's one of the oldest continuously operating magazines in America, that sticks with you when you read that.
But
that's
here's the thing. If Kevin's never heard of it, you telling him how long it's been around, which has been a long time, just makes him feel stupid. That's
I was
going to
guess it's
really
been around for 150 years, Lisa.
I bet Garth Brooks subscribes to it.
Look, here's the thing with Bean. I'm glad that we work together because I don't know much. So and there are many, many times when I'm sitting talking to somebody and Bean starts talking to him, I'm like, thank God Bean's here and he knows something about this person wants to talk about.
Bean's a smart dude.
Here's the final one. Here's the final Bean know-it-all. We're talking about George Clooney and his parents, and I don't know what happened here, but it spiraled out of control quickly.
George Clooney.
Does he?
Loves, especially the old school television journalists. Well, he did that movie Good Night and Good Luck about Edward R. Murrow.
Right.
His father was a newsman.
His dad, Bill Clooney. Steve Clooney?
Nick
Clooney.
All right, so his dad, newsman, knows his first name.
Was a longtime television journalist. And George Clooney said this weekend, regarding the death of legendary newsman Walter Cronkite, I hate the world without Walter Cronkite.
Wow.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Well, they were very close friends, too. I mean, Walter would come to Italy and stay at George's house for a week and stuff like that. I mean, they were legitimate buds.
Yeah, they were.
How do you know that?
There was an awful lot of coverage about Walter Cronkite in his life, particularly his retirement years, when he died.
Let me tell you a little story about George Clooney and
how they used to spend their off time in Italy.
You're a weird little fella.
Wildly,
you have too much information.
Tried to contribute, you guys.
Bean is the guy, though, that has to blurt it out. If he knows something, he can't keep it in, or it will destroy him from within. So, but anyway, that's Bean's a know-it-all. And we're already halfway through to a second episode, so...
It's going to be a five-month series.
It's going to be a five-month series.
Like a puppy hunt.
A daily five-month series.
Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean on the world-famous K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean.
Friday mornings means a visit from our old friend...